Hello. Today, EOL Travel welcomes you to Ireland. Surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean, Ireland is the westernmost country in Europe. You're never far from the sea in Ireland. It's a country of boats and yachts, of fishermen, of harbors, of ports, and of marinas. The Irish love sailing and fishing, and Ireland's coastal waters are rich in fish. Although most tourists today come by plane, plenty of ferries still run between Ireland and the rest of the British Isles. Here we are in Ireland's elegant capital, Dublin. Once it had a reputation as one of the dirtiest cities in Europe, but this is definitely no longer the case. Today, Dublin is as smart and as fashionable as any other European capital. It's a young city, too, with a much higher proportion of under-25s than, say, London or Paris. Music is one of modern Ireland's major success stories, with the worldwide fame of artists such as Van Morrison, U2, Sinead O'Connor, and the Cranberries. Today's Irish music is the product of a young and dynamic country, but one which is still deeply connected with its cultural roots. Dublin has many fine monumental buildings dating from the long period during which Ireland was a British colony. It only became fully independent as recently as 1937. Trinity College, despite its name, is actually a university, one of the best and most prestigious in the English-speaking world. Another inheritance from the British days is Dublin's massive castle, built to protect the colonial authorities against attack by the natives. Ireland used to have a reputation for terrible food. This, like so much else, has changed enormously over the past 20 years or so. Today, you can eat and drink as well in Ireland as anywhere in Europe. And don't forget to try the famous Irish coffee. You start with a generous glass of whiskey. Irish, of course. Incidentally, Irish whiskey is spelled with an E before the Y. Then add strong black coffee and brown sugar. And lastly, a large spoonful of rich Irish cream. Stir well and enjoy. Another famous Irish product, the dark bitter beer that all the world knows is Guinness. Another famous Irish pastime is horse racing. The Irish love watching races and betting on them. Many world-famous horses have been raised in Ireland's green and peaceful countryside. It's good golfing country, too. Ireland is above all a country for people who love the outdoor life. It's one of the most thinly populated countries in Europe, nearly as big as England, but with a population of only 3.5 million. There's room in Ireland for everyone to get what they want. So let's leave this wild, beautiful, and enchanting country with a look at Ireland's mysterious past, back before it became Christian, even before the Romans came to Ireland. Ancient and modern at the same time, both worldly and mystical, this is the spirit of Ireland.